For Arizona Public Media, I'm Leslie Tolbert, Regents Professor in Neuroscience at the University of Arizona, and this is Arizona Science. Our guest today is Amit Ashok, Assistant Professor and Director of the Intelligent Imaging and Sensing Lab in the College of Optical Sciences. Amit is an expert in computational imaging and pushing the limit in so-called smart imaging systems. Welcome, Amit.
Thank you, Leslie.
You're working on ways to see around corners, seeing what's behind objects. What's your goal here?
This is a project sponsored by DARPA, which is one of the defense research agencies. Among many of their accomplishments was, they were partially responsible for the internet. And one of the ideas they have recently started investigating, which we are part of, is it possible to see around corners in the sense that, if we have a mirror, if you imagine, you can see the reflection, if you put it in the right place. So, that's very intuitive. We can all sort of associate with that. But what happens if the mirror sort of, if you take a sandpaper and sort of grind that mirror, now it becomes diffuse, sort of rough. And the question is that from that sort of rough reflection, is it possible to even see something around the corner?
To reconstruct that reflection.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's the fundamental question, which was posed by this DARPA program. And we are one of the several teams trying to understand from the theoretical perspective and then how to design a scientific instrument which would potentially look around the corner.
Can you tell us a little bit about exactly how you're doing this? You must have a very multidisciplinary team.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. So the question sort of pushes you into different disciplines in terms of, how do you pick this needle out of the haystack? I mean, this haystack is very big, as you can imagine. So the reflection is buried in all of this sort of clutter and noise. There are sort of two core questions. One is from the physics point of view. If we have enough signal and if we have enough sensitive instruments to be able to detect that signal in the first place. If we can sort of fundamentally do this problem, build a camera, we get this whole bunch of sort of scrambled data, so to speak. So we have to sort of pull the scene out of that, reconstruct it. And then the vision of the program manager is that, if we can sort of do a 3D scene reconstruction, not only just the shapes, but also the size and the depth, then the goal is to be able to fly through the scene virtually. So we have a computer graphics professor from University of Central Florida, who's also part of our team. So you can sort of see the multidisciplinary nature. We are not only answering sort of basic fundamental questions in physics and mathematics, but also looking at the system engineering, and then how do you exploit the data?
I see video games in your future.
Potentially.
So tell us more about what the requirements are going to be to see an object. I'm assuming that if there's a wall behind an object that's hidden from my view, a lot of light is bouncing off of it. What if there are trees behind the object? I mean, how limited are you going to be in what you'll be able to detect?
The fidelity of how much and how well we can see depends on these reflections or the shape of the reflection. So if we have a sort of rather homogeneous wall, that would be a little bit easier than if you have a reflection of the tree, right? Because the tree has its own sort of cluttered reflection, and you have to know something about these reflector geometries as well, to make the problem a little bit simpler. So, getting a reflection of the tree is going to be much harder than, say, of a wall, even though both are sort of rough targets. So depending on the scene, the ability to sort of see around or across, the line of sight is going to change quite a bit. And one other aspect I should mention is that at the very fundamental level, we are looking at the sort of simplest measurement we can make. So we are not illuminating the scene with some specialized light sources. We are trying to exploit the ambient illumination and then just trying to measure the light passively. So we are not changing the scene in that process. And that is really the sort of the toughest version of the problem you can imagine, because we have no control over the scene. We can just observe sort of passively what is out there.
So how far around the corner do you expect to be able to see?
As you mentioned before, if you're trying to pick up a reflection of the tree, then you're not going to be able to get much further away. But if you have sort of a very simple geometric scene like a hallway, as we can imagine, and we're trying to look around the corner in a hallway, that would be easier. So what our calculations indicate is that we can probably see sort of the general shape of objects, probably a few meters around the corner, for a hallway which has a, say, white paint on the wall. So, you know, and that's, we are just starting to sort of peel the onion. So as we push it, it might be possible to get more than just the shape, where it is located, the orientation of that, the color of that, and, you know, sort of the resolution at which we can tell the shape.
Listen to this and all Arizona Science conversations at azpm.org/Arizona Science. I'm Leslie Tolbert.